In past articles, I've identified the job of a sales manager is to help each and every one of your people achieve more than they would have achieved if just left alone. An important contributor to helping your people achieve more with your help is your ability to help each member of your sales team to increase their operational, tactical, and strategic areas of selling. And just to make sure we're all using the same terms, operational selling skills include strong product knowledge, the ability to utilize the steps of a sales call, and the ability to be flexible enough to talk with a customer in their language and personality instead of your own. Tactical skills include all of the multiple steps, structures, and processes of selling that become the game plans or roadmaps to your selling process for both prospects and existing customers. And strategic selling includes the ability to communicate your philosophies, values, and uniqueness to a customer. Though all three of these skill areas are critical to your success in selling, most salespeople and their leadership are out of balance. Observing salespeople, I consistently see the majority of sales reps and their managers spend over 90% of their time on operational issues or tasks, 10% on tactical processes, and little or no time on strategic or messaging issues. Consider your last few sales meetings. What did you spend the most time on? Did you discuss with your team how they can best be positioning your company and products or services versus your competition, a strategic kind of discussion? Did you spend any time discussing how best your team can move a prospect more efficiently through your identify-to-close selling process, which would be a tactical discussion? And how much time did you spend talking about your sales reps' current contracts within your most important accounts and how they need to be calling on additional positions so they can get higher, wider, and deeper within these accounts, which would also be a tactical discussion? Or like most sales teams, did you spend all of your time in your last sales meetings discussing reports, deadlines, order entry concerns, order shipping problems, and who is forgetting to clean out the refrigerator every Friday afternoon? All the operational detailed issues. Most salespeople spend all day reactively responding to the operational demands of their territory, do little long-range planning for either their prospects or existing customers, and all have a different answer when asked why their company is unique and we should buy from you. In selling, it is almost impossible to gain a competitive advantage based only on operational selling excellence. Competitive advantages are gained and maintained based on awareness and skills at the tactical and strategic levels, levels most salespeople are weakest in both understanding and applying. What's the balance of your sales team's operational, tactical, and strategic selling skills? And what are you doing as their sales leader to help strengthen their awareness and skills in each of these three critical areas? As their leader, you need to apply the concepts present in all the quality programs by first evaluating where your people's skills and awareness are right now, and then second, identifying and educating your people as to the best practices of selling. Third involves you coaching, leading, teaching, and yelling if necessary to help your people move from where they are today to where they need to be with their best practices in order to increase their competitive advantage. And finally, the fourth step in the quality process is when your team gets closer to the best practices you've set, you then raise the bar to move to an even higher level to continue to improve your quality as well as your team's selling success. Your ability to coach and lead your salespeople requires you to become a student of selling. How can you teach your salespeople to improve a skill if you don't, as their coach, first understand all of the best practice steps and structures of that skill? The best tennis or golf coaches are the ones who understand all of the steps and structures of a successful swing, can evaluate the step details of how you're actually hitting the ball, and then offer tips and suggestions to help move you closer to the defined best practices of a proper swing. I doubt if your sales coach is going to be very successful if they don't understand these details, and when you ask them for help, if they just tell you, let's just whack it harder next time and see if that works. The bottom line of sales leadership is that the only way to effectively coach an experienced and successful sales professional is to understand more about the skills and structures of selling than they do. You don't have to be a better salesperson than your people in order to help them, but you do need to understand all of the steps, structures, and philosophies of how selling works so you can coach even your best people to become better than they are right now. This is why I love the concept of, I know you're good, but now the question is, are you good enough to get better? Remember that increasing your team's awareness and ability to use the structures and processes of selling will increase their consistency and efficiency as sales professionals. And if you can increase their consistency and efficiency, you'll also increase both their perceived professionalism and overall selling success. The solution to helping each member of your sales team to increase their operational, tactical, and strategic selling skills is for you to first become a student of selling so you can understand and strengthen each selling skill area for your team. And then second, to evaluate the full skill range of each member of your sales team. You might want to consider the free 20-question evaluation of your selling skills that's available from my website, greatsalesskills.com. That's www.greatsalesskills.com. Once you've identified the strongest and weakest skill areas for each member of your team, then your third effort is to design an individual coaching and training plan so each rep becomes stronger, more effective, and more successful. As the manager and leader of your sales team, we know you're good. Now the question is, are you good enough, and are you willing to commit the effort necessary to help each member of your sales team strengthen their operational, tactical, and strategic selling skills and overall territory success? By the way, this article is an excerpt from my latest book, You Can Always Sell More, How to Improve Any Sales Force, and is published by John Wiley & Sons. You can order your copy through my website, pancero.com. That's P-A-N-C-E-R-O, pancero.com. Thanks for listening.